This evening at 7 p.m., author Stephen Vedro will be offering a free talk on his most recent book called Digital Dharma, A User's Guide to Expanding Consciousness in the Age of the Infosphere, at Rising Tide Spiritual Center, 5102 Swift Road, Sarasota. The talk has been described in a press release as a, quote, challenging exploration of the light and shadow encoded in our media and how we can shape its impact on our personal and planetary evolution, end quote. For more information about the discussion, I'm speaking with Mr. Vedro himself. Thanks for speaking with me today.
No problem.
So in the press release for your talk, you suggest that current media technology may be, quote, changing us in ways that touch our very consciousness, end quote. Can you elaborate on that idea?
Well, you know, about 50 years ago, media scholar Marshall McLuhan talked about how when radio and television came in, it changed all kinds of values of society and how people saw the world from a sort of anthropological point of view. And I've expanded that idea and looked at the different media technologies and how they not only change how we relate to each other, but our very sense of ourselves, where we stand in community, and I believe to some degree our spiritual questions of truth and our belief systems about power and being in the world. So these are things that are very exciting right now in terms of the new media, the social media. We hear a lot of criticism, of course, about the media is addictive and the media is destructive. And I don't deny that, but I also suggest when I talk about light and shadow that there are lessons we can learn about our own personal lives by taking a step back and looking at how we relate to these technologies beyond just the problems, but also what they reflect for us in terms of the best of our behavior as well as the worst.
And what kind of research did you conduct in writing this book?
Well, a lot of this is a summary both of what was happening in the literature in terms of social psychology and media technology. But I'll be very honest with you that the real leap in this book, from my own sense, is that in some ways it's a mystical, spiritual view of these things, so that a lot of the citations are balanced between the latest findings and newspaper headlines and New York Times stories and the like, and then quotes from some of the world's historic spiritual teachers, from Buddhism, from Sufism, from Sri Aurobindo and Teilhard de Chardin, for example, who were looking as spiritual teachers and thinking about the evolution of technology as a reflection of the growth of the human mind or of human consciousness.
And you mentioned a moment ago the social psychological aspect of this. I'd like to go into more detail about that. What do you think all of this increased connectivity is leading to in terms of individual psychological health?
Well, I think on one hand, it's activated a lot of parts of our brain and is changing physically. We know changing our brain, making it more able to bring in new data. And on a positive side, I think it's bringing us into greater connection with each other and with the earth as we begin to understand that we're all part of the great data cloud, and that we are receiving signals not just from our friends but from the earth itself, and begin to think holistically and system-wide, and systematically. That's the positive side. That only works, though, if we know how to disconnect, and I think we'll be seeing the growth of return to nature and meditation and other technologies, again, that are thousands of years old, to begin to balance the activity that we're changing in terms of being plugged in all the time.
So do you think that people will be able to gain a perspective and look at this interconnected web of technology in a new way in the future?
I think so. I think that we will begin to look at it as a outer reflection of the inner work that we are doing as we change our very consciousness to think less of ourselves as individual nodes on the network, as it were, but part of the great web of life and spirit itself.
And you mentioned some of the positive effects. I wanted to ask you about the other side. Does your book make any suggestions on how people can reduce the negative impacts that new media has on them psychologically while still remaining competitive in our interconnected professional world?
Well, I do suggest from the wisdom traditions a number of visualizations, meditations, centering exercises that can be done even in the midst of one's Facebook and Twitter connections.
Can you go into a little detail about those?
For example, you know, I think that one thing that we can begin to do is practice what I call ambient awareness. And in ambient awareness, we take a step back from all the signals coming in and not react necessarily to each one, but observe them in the same way that mindfulness meditation teaches us to watch our thoughts, but not necessarily activate them. But it doesn't mean we stop thinking. It just means that for a certain period of time, we don't engage the mental clutch, as it were. I think this would be the parallel of saying we can watch the apps being downloaded, but we don't necessarily have to start them.
Once again, that was Stephen Vedro, author of Digital Dharma, A User's Guide to Expanding Consciousness in the Age of the Infosphere. He will be leading a discussion about his book at 7 p.m. this evening at the Rising Tide Spiritual Center, 5102 Swift Road, Sarasota. For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.